Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is back. We want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We want to thank KZFR for letting us do this nonsense. I cannot believe we have not been suspended yet.
That is quite remarkable. I think we deserve money just for that.
I mean, that's impressive.
Like, yeah, being able to toe the line of right and wrong.
You know how they have those countdowns at companies where it's like 174 days without an accident?
Yeah.
We should have that up every time.
Without suspension?
Well, I mean,
200 straight weeks with no suspensions.
No suspensions, man. Yeah. That's a record.
I mean,
it's been
like self-inflicted suspensions, but
like no one else is on this. We're the ones that run the show. So, if there's suspensions going,
well, I mean, it's
coming
for
me,
like,
usually,
a full show.
You know? The fact that I haven't caused us to derail completely.
I'm honestly surprised.
You know?
There's been a few times I've been surprised that I wasn't
very
suspended.
Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah, we pushed it.
I appreciate y'all out there listening who
Can take a joke.
Yeah. You realize I don't know what I'm talking about.
Shout out to everyone who isn't a snitch.
Yeah. There we go. 100%. Thank you.
Sink ships and could sink TBB.
Yes.
So thank you for all your support. We love y'all to death. For the people who get the show, y'all really get it and y'all get down with us. And we appreciate it. We also appreciate our friends over at Quicksilver Courier Service.
Courier.
Let's start over.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friends at Quicksilver Courier Service. Established in 2010, Quicksilver Courier Service has the flexibility to provide a broad range of delivery services for private individuals, as well as for legal, medical, and business professionals. Visit ChicoCourier.com for quality 24/7 delivery service. All right, well, we got to get into some Niners tears, so let's just go ahead and rip off that Band-Aid, baby, and let's start the show.
Let's go. We talking about practice. Not a game. Talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. You know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And then, of course, producer extraordinaire, the Jew for Jesus, the bathroom bandit, the one and only Statman, Brett.
Yeah,
No Rudy today.
Yeah.
Couldn't take it.
Rudy needed a mental health day.
Mm.
And I get it. The Niners lost.
I don't.
But sometimes you just got to come in and take your
I took my licks last week.
Yeah.
He needs to come back in and take his licks.
Yeah.
I got my Niners hat on. Yeah. I'm still repping, you know. It's tough.
I really wish I was an L.A. Rams fan because L.A.'s had SS number this year.
No. You know?
Well, the Niners had beat.
No, I'm talking about the city of LA versus San Francisco.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Took y'all out in the MLB playoffs. And now the Rams took y'all out. I wish I had that same joy, you know, but I'm not a Rams fan.
Well, by the time you were born, they were in St. Louis, right?
100%.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean I didn't know people who were Rams fans.
That's true.
And my dad, he was in LA when it happened, so he could have been, but it wasn't the case. But I just wish I was for this moment in time, only just for this one day. Other than that, I wouldn't care.
I understand you feast on the tears of
There are a lot of tears out there. A lot of tears out there.
Well, yeah, you enjoy tears in general.
100%, yes.
But I think it means a little bit more from you being from the L.A. area when it's from people from
San Francisco. Tears taste sweeter than everyone else's tears.
That's fair.
Every tears are great. I love tears.
Yeah.
But San Francisco tears.
But the Bay tears
just
taste
better. Creme to the creme.
That's, you know what? I mean, I feel the same.
I'm sure LA tears. LA tears, for you. Yeah, that's my taste.
Unfortunately, LA has had SF's number in the playoffs this year, and that sucks. it just sucks. There's no other way to put it. And I was coming back from Mexico yesterday and got stuck in LA, where, shout out to the Niners fans, we represent. You Rams fans are pretty whack. Because we took over that stadium, even though we lost. And there are Niners fans everywhere in L.A. getting absolutely hammered, drowning their tears in liquor. But shout out to us. At least we showed out.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's impressive. I will say, granted, L.A. is going to have a... They've had a tough time trying to get the fan base. They're trying to build it up. No doubt. They're not as bad as the Chargers, but they're not that much better.
No doubt. At least y'all were there before.
They were there before, 100%.
Not y'all, but them.
Them, yes.
You're not a Rams fan, yeah, I'm not a Rams,
but the L.A. basin. But the fact that they were able to come in here, it was a clear, like, there was one side, one end zone that was clearly 100% Niners.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like you were in San Francisco, or I'm sorry, Santa Clara.
God. Yeah, good correction.
Yeah. And LA, the noise level was, didn't really matter. So to call that a home game for LA, it's really tough to say that.
Yeah. Shout out to the Rams. I mean, I hate to say it. It pains me to say it. I see Ken hopped on IG Live. You should do the same. TBP, not a game. It hurts, okay? It really hurts. That team was bought and paid for. They went way over the luxury cap to get everybody, to get Von Miller, to get Matt Stafford, to get OBJ. But, hey, yo, if you buy a championship, listen, the Dodgers are accustomed to that, too.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do not... The Dodgers didn't buy anything. The only thing we ever bought was one abusive pitcher. We only bought that. That's the only thing we ever bought out there.
Okay, you traded for Mookie.
We traded for Mookie, and we've had excellent drafts.
All right, we have drafted well,
and we have traded for Mookie Betts, and we signed him to a long-term deal after we traded for him. But we didn't go out there and get any big-name splash signings. Everyone was drafted because we have brilliant minds in our offense. Office.
Isn't that a lot of... Farhan's pickups.
Regardless, let's get
either
back
way. I'm just simply saying we drafted them. We didn't buy anybody out there except for a pitcher that we're not even using right now.
Yeah,
we didn't even use for that time to beat you guys. We didn't need him to beat y'all. All right, we didn't need him.
Fair enough. Kay. Let's get back to the Rams and the Niners.
Don't ever bring my Dodgers into that again. Right. I'll defend them to the day I die.
Okay,
we didn't buy anything. I hate people who say that about the Dodgers, too. Oh, best team money can buy. Yeah, we have a high money because we draft really good people. We have to pay them.
All right, it's not baseball season yet. We'll get back.
We'll get to baseball here in a bit.
Well, I'm sorry for coming at your Dodgers sideways and trying to make the analogy there. However,
L.A., the Rams did have a mercenary team.
They had a mercenary team. But listen, if you buy your team and you guys win it all, it's worth it. It's worth every dollar, I would say. Ah. The Niners lose in epic proportions over the past 10 years. We'll get to that here in a minute. I had our stat man Brad over here do a little research and break that down for us. But my God, have we lost in some just horrific ways. But one thing I want to say, Jimmy G seems like an awesome dude. The team sticks up for him all the time. Because he just seems like a real likable dude. Obviously, handsome devil.
Okay, I was going to say, the dude looked way too good at his press conference after a loss. Like, if you lose, you do not deserve to look that good.
It's impossible for Jimmy not to look good.
No, you got to come out in just your sweats. Like, I want you to come in straight from the field. Like, if you lose, you do not put on your outfit that makes you look fly. You do not deserve to look fly in that moment. And Jimmy G, I wanted to take him home tonight. I was like, my goodness, Jimmy G, you look spectacular. You do not deserve to look that good when you lose. That goes out to Cam Newton, too, who looks ridiculous after many of his losses as well. Like, yeah. I love the flair, but when you lose, you're not worthy of that flair. And Jimmy G does not deserve to look that good. Did you see what he was? Oh, my gosh. Please and thank you.
So, Jimmy G comes out and gives you the Jimmy G experience. Of the little of the game I did get to watch, I saw him overthrow wide open Kittle, at where if he leads him on that first drive, that's a house call. I mean, he had no one around him for 5 yards and had the angle on the free safety there. That's a touchdown. And then obviously we all know the interception at the end of the game to seal it. It's just the Jimmy G experience. Now, Bomani Jones, I'm listening to him, to his show on the way in, the right time. Check it out. I think Bomani Jones is one of the brightest minds that does what we do. And he brought up a beautiful analogy. You used to watch The Simpsons, right?
I was never a big Simpsons fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know,
my parents didn't let me watch it, actually, when I was growing up. It was forbidden in our house.
But you know some of the main characters. You know Homer.
Yes, of
you
course. I know the gist. Yes, so, I've seen my episode.
So there's an episode where Apu, who runs the Quickie Mart, gets robbed by Sideshow Bob, dressed as Krusty the Clown, trying to frame Krusty the Clown. And in this moment, Homer Simpson goes and hides. And after the robbery takes place, Apu says to Homer Simpson, "You could come out now. Your chance to be a hero has gone."
Oh.
And I thought that was a perfect explanation for the Jimmy G experience. I didn't watch the game. I didn't get to. I was flying. There was a delay. We'll talk about that later. Trust me. Oh, I was flying. Anyway. But I would imagine if I was sitting with the boys, Rudy included. Shout out Darren, TJ, Smiley, Kyle, the group I've been watching these games with. If I was watching it and Jimmy G enters the game in that moment with the chance to drive, to take the lead, to send the Niners to the Super Bowl, I have no confidence that he's going to. And that's been the experience. And what can you do? It's just, there's been a lot of defenders lately of Jimmy Garoppolo. He's just a winner. Yeah, the team has performed better with him. Kyle Shanahan's record with him versus without him, I don't know if you could grab that, because it is shocking. But he's not a good quarterback. He's just good looking. He does enough. But just remember 2 years ago when the Niners went to the championship game and ended up going to the Super Bowl. In that game where they destroyed Green Bay, Jimmy Garoppolo threw the ball 11 times in that game. They have relied on defense, and they have relied on their running game. And it is amazing that you still have defenders of him out here saying he's a winner.
The only problem is, though, you like to say, oh, Jimmy G, how tough it is, but who are you going to get? That's the problem.
No doubt.
The pool of quarterbacks that are good is tiny.
Correct.
And they are locked up, and teams are not going to get rid of them. Why? It's the most valuable position out there. The guy touches the ball every single offensive play.
Right.
And you need him to be good. And to be able to find somebody that's better than Jimmy G right now is very tough. And you say, oh, we can draft. You try drafting Trey Lance. You can say that's your future. But it's not. You can't.
We have no idea.
You have no idea. And nobody has any idea about any quarterback that they get. And so when you find somebody that's serviceable, which Jimmy G is, he's a serviceable quarterback.
Right.
He is in that he's in the big pool of guys that, like, yeah, they're serviceable. You know, they can do what they have to do. He knows how to win. Okay, yeah, because he's got a really good team around him.
Yeah.
And that's what he needs not to do. Not can they cover his mess ups? And that's what the team has been able to do. Cover his mess ups for as long as he possibly can. Because you know he's gonna mess up. You know it's gonna happen. But it just, they can't cover it forever.
Deebo Samuel tweeted out a lot earlier in the week, I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, why are y'all giving Jimmy G such a hard time? Do y'all not see the winning percentage when he's on the field? And it's like, yeah, but we also watch the games.
Yeah.
And I understand that you like him. He seems super likable.
But what do you expect his teammates to say? Yeah, man, my quarterback's trash.
Of course not.
No, they can't say that.
Of course not.
They can't say that.
But
they have to show that.
I did see someone post a meme of Terrell Owens crying, saying, "That's my quarterback." but he's limited. And the thing that you cannot have, the problem with Jimmy is he's not a game manager. He is someone who has the disaster play. You could have an Alex Smith with this team and potentially win it all. Maybe. I kind of doubt it. We already did that. You can have a Trent Dilfer with the caliber of roster and possibly win the game. But the thing is, in the playoffs, oftentimes you scheme and all that you could throw out the window. Oftentimes what it comes down to is a play here and a play there made. And you just can't trust the quarterback for the Niners right now to make those plays. It's simple as that. He threw an interception. May I remind you all, he threw an interception with his eyes closed in the Super Bowl. I'm done. Do you have some?
Yeah. So with Jimmy G, and this is just regular season stats right now, and Kyle Shanahan, they're 31-14. And without Jimmy G, he is 8-28.
31-14, 8-28.
Yep. There's your stats just for regular seasons. But I would imagine the same kind of goes for playoffs where they're about even. So.
And there you go. Yeah. And that's where your defenders for Jimmy Garoppolo come from. And so, yeah, where the Niners go from here, I don't know. Everyone's saying it's the Trey era begins, but we don't know what Trey is at all. We saw him have a second half this year against the Texans, mind you, where he played really well after playing terrible in the first half. He's young. Is he the one who could take you to the Super Bowl? We have no idea.
I mean, I think we also have to come into the realization winning the Super Bowl is very hard. Only one team does it every single year. And to be able, you were just talking about it, you just want to be a team that makes the playoffs. So at least your team has been a perennial playoff team, okay? You know? And that's, you know, that's what you get.
Yeah.
You know? You got six. No, I don't. You don't have six.
Have
the quest
five.
For six.
The quest for six
forever continues, okay? Will forever continue, and I hope it forever continues because I love the tears from San Francisco. They're great. They're delicious tears. Basking this moments right now.
Rudy, who is on IG Live right now because he couldn't be here.
Crybaby right there.
Mourning.
Yeah. I wish I was there to just slurp him up right now, man. Mm, delicious.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Especially the sound effect. The sound effect was...
That was a drink your milkshake vibe right there. I don't want your milkshake, Rudy. I just want your tears.
But Rudy does say Jimmy's going to the Canadian League next year.
I mean, he's way too good for the Canadian League. Okay?
I get it. He's hurt right now. He's in mourning right now. But yeah, it's been pretty tough. But we'll see. I mean, listen, as much as I don't want to see it, if you want to win, the move is to figure out if Aaron Rodgers is really going to get out of Green Bay. I mean, that's the guy. You get him for a couple years, bring Devontae Adams with them, they become Super Bowl favorites.
Wow, now you want Rodgers.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't. Yeah, I do not, personally.
Okay, okay.
I do not, personally.
Oh, sure you don't. Yeah,
it would be, if he came to us, of course I'm in a room for the Niners.
Not. Yeah,
but I do not want
him. Okay, yeah,
it's
going to
be so hard as much as... Yeah. It's going to be so hard as much as I've hated on him all these years.
Yeah. I'll take that Shaggy douche any day of the week. Okay,
but I mean, I'll be rooting for him like crazy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Rooting for sports is dumb, guys.
Yeah. No,
let's think about it. Think about how little joy it actually brings you. Going back to your Dodgers. You've been a Dodgers fan as long as you probably can consciously remember.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. I've been a Niners fan since I can have thoughts. Yeah. I was born into it. I never had a choice. My first present in the crib was a Niners football. Think about how little joy sports actually brings you. You know, besides the day to day.
I mean, the day they win the championship, I mean, it brought me immense joy with the Giants winning in 2010 and the Packers winning in 2010.
No doubt. But think about, so in our lifetimes.
The pain.
We were so fortunate. We had three championships with the Giants.
And the Warriors.
I never thought I was going to have that.
No. And then the Packers.
About the rest of my life.
And the LA Kings. That was nice to have as well.
I'm not a Kings fan.
LA?
I am a Kings fan, but like I'm not a huge hockey guy.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna take a this team's in it now. Yeah. I'm gonna gung ho for them. And
but
then,
one time
I'm not fake
in Derek's
it.
Life,
yeah. All right,
the Dodgers, he bleeds blue.
Yes,
yeah, that's the only team I will ever get me going.
But was that
no other team really like no other team? I will allow myself to get down on when they lose because I don't care. I can't care that much.
I would say the Kobe Lakers.
Yeah, okay, that was, but that's gone.
But they're gone.
This Lakers team is very easy for me.
But
to
But was that LA championship worth the whole rest of the experience that you've had in your past?
It hasn't covered it all yet, no.
So a few more championships,
yeah, we need
maybe?
Couple, of course, yeah. But, like, again, that's the thing with sports right now. It's not about
it's
the joy.
It's never enough.
It's never about the joy you get from the sports. It's about the feelings you just get. It's about the connections. It's about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the actual fact that for once in your life you can express sadness and sorrow as a guy where it's fine. Like, oh, my gosh, my team lost. I get why you're angry right now. People out there like who aren't sports fans are like, you're dumb. Why do you let these things control your life?
Oh, no.
They're the same people that look at other people's lives that are popular and let them control how they feel about it.
I had to apologize to Steph last night and say, babe, I'm sorry sports does this to me. I don't know what it is. It is so immature. It is so dumb. And if you think about the payoff, it is absolutely not worth it. But guess what? Week one, I'm going to be right there again, baby. Locked in and loaded.
We're back
at it. With the Niners, ready for them to break my heart yet again. It is just what we do, and it makes no sense. Rooting for sports is stupid. Being super emotionally attached to sports is so dumb. To a franchise is so dumb.
So, I got a question for you. Are the Niners in the playoffs like the Falcons?
Absolutely not. We've done it.
No, I mean, but recently. No, you haven't. When was the last time you guys won a championship?
Yeah, you can't claim those one with this team.
They have five Super Bowls. There's no comparison to the Falcons.
All right.
But let's go over those losses real quick. You want to pull them up?
Yeah.
You really want to do this? You want to go over
this?
We're going to go over this.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
I have to take the pain because Rudy couldn't be here to be my compadre, hold me down for Bang Bang Niner Gang. So I got to take the lumps, but I got to do it. I'm a man. I'm going to own up to it.
Yeah.
And I'm here today. Still with my Niners hat on, but let's do it.
All right, so let's go back to 2011.
Yep, against the Giants.
Championship game against the Giants. They lost 20-17.
That was in overtime, if you will remember. That was on a kickoff or a punt, I think.
A punt.
It was a punt that they got and fumbled.
And we fumbled.
Yep. Yeah. 2012, Super Bowl versus the Ravens. The lights out game, they lost 34-31.
That's when we decided to run four fades.
Not pretty.
Four fades. Not handed to Gore one time.
I really
four
fades. That was a really good Super Bowl because I had a great Super Bowl party at my house that day, and we had some amazing food.
Yeah, that actually was a nice Super Bowl.
Let's move on.
We had bacon wrapped hot dogs. They were so good. Oh, and chili. My dad's chili. It was such a good Super Bowl.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, delicious food.
Now,
and Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh, my goodness. It gets better.
Dang.
Yeah, I know. It was good.
Wow.
Great food.
2013, the next year, championship game versus Seahawks. Oh, that fade did not work out too well for you guys.
Lost. Hold on. That was the referees. Go back, watch the game. The refs lost that game.
23-30.
Kaepernick throwing classic. That interception was not what cost us the game. Go back, watch that game. Absolutely ridiculous. And the personal foul called right before the half to put the Seahawks in position to score was one of the worst calls in the history of the NFL. Go ahead.
They lost 23-17. Now let's go to 2019, 6 years later. Super Bowl versus Kansas City. They lost 31-20 after being up 20-10.
A minute 34 left. Jimmy Garoppolo overthrows a streaking Emmanuel Sanders, running butt naked open into the end zone. Overthrows him by about 10 yards. I remember all these very, very well. If you can't tell, they keep me up at night.
We'll see if you can remember this one. It's going to be a really difficult one to remember. 2020.
I didn't watch yesterday. So.
2022
You'll
championship game.
It.
Yeah. This actually might be something you're happy you don't remember
or
can't remember because you didn't get to see it.
Right.
Yeah. So they lost
the memory lives on.
Yesterday, 20-17, and there was a whole plethora of reasons why the Niners couldn't win that game.
Oh, yeah. Rudy wanted to remind me of that championship game against Seattle. Bowman stripping the ball, not getting the call and tearing his ACL when it was an obvious fumble. That's right. The refs absolutely blew that game. Go back and just watch it. It was unbelievable. No, those refs should all be imprisoned.
So good, these tears. Oh,
ah!
So good.
No, right.
Do I need to get you a straw?
No, I'm okay now. I'm good.
I think we've covered it. We've covered the Niners' pain.
Hopefully.
For now.
I mean, I'm kind of over
for now.
I'm not going to lie. I'm too many tears for me right now.
We're good.
I'm a little
you
over.
I'm drowning
tears.
You
yeah,
in my
yeah,
tears.
All right. I'm like, yeah, these so, feet right now.
Let's finish it up in the NFL for right now. Stafford gets his shot in the Super Bowl. I mean, after being with the Lions for that long, actually his whole entire career until now, he gets a shot at the Super Bowl, which he's a good enough quarterback. He deserved it years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we need to stop talking about this game because we have been on it for way too long. There was another game that was just as entertaining as well.
I just want to at least mention
all right,
Stafford's
in there. Congratulations. No one really cares.
No number one overall quarterback pick has ever been less scrutinized than Matt Stafford, considering what he's done prior. Let's go to the other game.
All right. Joe Burrow sends Cincinnati to their first Super Bowl in damn near forever over Mahomes in overtime. I mean, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, when you get a chance, can you go back into our group chat and read Jordan's text to us?
Did I miss something?
It was just an amazing text when he said, any white boy that shows up with that
Gosh.
Joe Burrow. Great. See, Joe Burrow deserves to look that good because you won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can look that good.
Championship mentality.
Yeah, dude, that's what it is. All about
the championship mentality.
It's all about championship mentality. Joe Burrow's got it from LSU, and he looked, it was drippy as hell. It was delicious.
Jordan said, with Joe Burrow walking with his suit on, all I know is any boy coming into the game, tinted buffs is good in my book. Looking pregame, I can't say the word drip. Tom Brady could never.
He tries. Tom Brady would try.
Yeah, he would try, but he's not going to look good.
Joe Burrow, he's got that LSU twang to him, you know?
He's got all the swag.
Yeah, he is.
I would say Joe Burrow, top five coolest white guys in the world right now.
I would put at number six, Shooter. McFarlane.
No, you can never put a kicker in the top five.
I mean, he's
anything.
Ice, no, yeah. I was just saying,
kind of ice cold.
Talking about kickers right now, I really gotta say, no kicker looking at you, Robbie Gould, should ever be talking trash to anybody. You are a kicker. You keep your mouth shut. You
Fair
kick
enough.
Balls. That's it. I don't want to hear from you.
I'm
you are
you.
Not worthy of talking trash. I don't
I'm
care you. If you're perfect in the playoffs. That doesn't matter to me. You're a kicker. That's what you should be doing. You do one thing. Do it well. I don't want to hear from you anymore. No kicker should ever talk trash. I don't even care even if you are that good. I don't want to hear from you. You are a kicker. You are a spineless, worthless individual to me.
If somebody gets in your face, you're going to talk right on back, though.
I mean, I feel like if he does, he deserves to get, like, his legs gone after. Like, you want to come after me? All right, I'll end your career right now.
Talking baseball rules here.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No, okay. For kickers. Just for kickers. Because kickers are like, you can't do anything. You cannot back it up out there. You are only a mouth.
Well,
and a leg.
Yeah, I agree. But I do want to get back to the Bengals. Shout out to the Bengals because they've been a fun team to watch all year. From week one, I've been trying to tell Rudy, and he finally came around, that Ja'Marr Chase is a future Hall of Famer, and he's one of the sickest route runners I've ever seen. And he pushed back until the end of the season when Ja'Marr Chase, of course, had that 4-touchdown game and went for like almost 300 yards. Yeah, and he finally gave him his due. But that team's just fun, man. They got weapons all over on offense. I love the LSU connection. There's like three or four dudes who played on the LSU championship squad.
It's they underrated defense as well. The way that they're able to completely shut down Mahomes and the Chiefs in the second half, where they got they scored 3 points in the second half? Three points in the second half is all you scored after scoring 21 in the first. You should have had at least 24, if not 28. Pathetic play calling. I'm not play calling. Pathetic execution of a play from Mahomes in that last play to end the half on. You cannot throw at that situation in the flat. You have to get into the end zone and bust.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to give a chance to be able to get that field goal because that field goal was a difference.
Yeah.
It was a difference. And a game that the Bengals really showed out, man. Props to them.
Absolutely.
They're fun. Like I said, they're a fun team. I think we've all been the same team. They're young. This is going to be a team that's going to be around forever. Cincinnati look alive.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be great in the AFC. You have the Chiefs and the Bills. We expected it, but we weren't expecting the Bengals being this soon.
I mean, no. Who would have thought at the start of the year we're going to have Cincinnati versus L.A.? No, I didn't even think. LA was a fraud. I'm not going to lie. This entire season, I've been thinking L.A. is a fraud.
On paper, everyone was saying that they're going to go at least a game or two into the playoffs, but nothing more.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it was all Packer talk, but we know how that went. Sorry, I just had to.
No, shout out to the
Bengals.
It's all
right. I showed up, though.
You did. Yeah, you did. 100%.
Also, a quick little thing. I mean, it's only been a couple games that they played together, but Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow are undefeated in the playoffs, both NCAA and NFL.
Fair enough. All right. That's not as bad of a stat as that I was about to give you. crap for. So
yeah, that was
don't worry, I'll give you a bad stat.
Hold on, real quick. We did get a chance to catch up with our favorite coach, Ed O. Coach O just wanted to say a little congratulatory thing over the weekend, so we got a chance to talk to him, and this is what Coach O had to say about it.
I just want to say, go Joe. Great job out there, Joe. He's a winner. Go Tigers, first and foremost. We're all Tigers deep down inside. Got Tiger mentality. You know, Tiger mentality is like championship mentality, you know? It's that Tiger talk. You know, we're just talking Tigers right now, and that's Tiger talk going on in the Bengal area. And they're living the Tigers forever. You know, always Tigers. So go Tigers, first and foremost. And but go Joe, too. Joe's a good kid. He's doing good things out there. So go Joe. But most importantly, go Tigers. All types of Tigers. Bengal Tigers. Siamese Tigers. Dual Tigers. Lagers. Even Lagers. Lions and Tigers, that's a Lager. That's like a Tiger, but better. Because it's got Lions in there, too. So go Lagers. But mainly, go Tigers. And go Joe.
All right. we loved catching up with Coach O. Put Coach O on the spot this weekend, but he did want to say that. So thank you, as always, to Coach Ed Orgeron. John wanted us to talk about Ja'Marr Chase versus Jalen Ramsey in the Super Bowl. That's next week, bud. We'll look ahead then.
Yeah, I always, the 2 weeks between it, I've always hated the extra week.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I want it now. Yeah. I don't like this.
Let's get into it.
Like, you need the introduction. They want the whole Super Bowl week, yeah. And people love that aspect of it too. But I am just I want the heroin now.
I'm with you.
I'm right
Give
there.
Give me the smack.
Give me 100%.
All right. A lot of football talk to start the show, naturally.
I mean, 32 minutes of it, yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
They wanted it. We don't know if you wanted it, but you wanted it.
Well, I had to take the licks for us, so, yeah.
It's fresh in the minds. A lot of Niner fans up here, I'm sure they don't want to hear it, but you got to get it, you know?
Yep.
So just a real quick thing, since we don't have our two degenerates on, the opening line has Rams at favored at 3.5 points. With the over-under at 49.5.
Oh, by the way, thanks a lot, Bengals. More importantly, thanks a lot, Chiefs, for making me miss that over yesterday at 54. Are you kidding me? I thought that game was easily going to be 35-38. Are you kidding me? They scored, 3 points in the second half?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, are you serious?
I will say this is probably because I don't know if you all saw the video of his wife last week spraying champagne showers on there. I think that was premature popping. You know, you can't premature pop like that. If you're going to premature pop, try to find ways to hold it back. You know, think of other things before you premature pop, because if you premature pop, it looks really bad, ends up bad things for you, and this is what you get from
just,
premature
just pinch
pop.
Just pinch the bottle and wait until the championship game.
Just wait
and then
hold it, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking
better.
Of bad looks, Jackson Mahomes.
Oh.
Another
yes,
one. Yes,
thank you.
I mean, that, again, you dance on the grave of a great. You're done. Yeah.
Moving
we're over you.
On.
That's your penitence right there, Chiefs, having that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Premature popping.
I feel like we just need to, you know, just bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, let's just... Thank you, sir. We're revving real high to start this show.
Start thinking of puppies, y'all.
Yeah. Should we let it roll just a sec?
Yeah.
Just let's let it roll just a sec. Just calm down, everybody. Let's just chill.
That's right. This is talking about practice. Jarrell, Derek, Statman, Brad in the building. Shout out to all of our friends following us, interacting with us right now on TBP Not a Game on Instagram. TBP Not a Game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. Message us, we'll message you back. Join the community. There's a lot going on in that chat right now. And John is really dying to just talk about sports betting. So we'll have him on next week, hopefully, to talk about some of the prop bets and all that.
You think Rudy will be back? Think he'll be recovered by then?
Yeah, how many weeks?
Does he need a few recovery weeks?
He's just taking a month-long sabbatical.
Yeah.
He'll never financially recover from it. That's probably you know, it's just, it's all, he's like, yeah, I owe too much money to bookies right now. I'm on the run, guys. I'll never be back. You know, we'll never see from Rudy again. He'll probably end up in Mexico someplace. Where he's
I feel like he's going to go to Canada. That's least suspicious for him.
No, he'll blend in Mexico.
Yeah.
But everyone's going to be looking for him there.
They all look the same.
I just want to remind you guys that Derek is Mexican.
Yes.
Okay. We all have a Jesus out there, okay?
Yes, we do. But all I feel like this needs to be dropped here real quick.
Warning.
The views and opinions expressed during this radio show are solely those of the members of Talking About Practice. They do not reflect the policy nor position of KZFR or KZFR supporters.
I mean, seriously, why would you ever take our show seriously? It's so dumb. It is so dumb.
We're covered.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, 100%.
We're good.
There we go.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. And that's why we don't get to spit.
Ah, that's right.
Same with like all age.
Talk About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Poland Cyclery. Providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation, Poland's has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. They can be reached at 342-1055. So shout out to Quicksilver Courier Service. Shout out to Poland's Cyclery.
You want to read it or should I?
Yeah, John just hit us in the group chat and said, gambling problem, dial 1-800-522-4700.
Gambling addiction is not something to joke about, guys. It is a real thing. It's a real problem, and it's skyrocketing in states where sports betting is legal. So I'm here to stand against sports betting in all its forms because of the lives that is shattering, the families that is breaking apart, and the kids that will grow up knowing that their father is a loser.
So, Rudy's kids?
If he ever gets them. Damn. Oh, that hurts. Sorry, man. You're not here to take it. You should have been here. I still would have said it to your face, though, if you were here, okay?
All right. Let's get to, let's get everyone caught up on the going-ons around the world. Derek Ismaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world,
breaking news, breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, it's going to be a little short and sweet for y'all right now. Kind of got a little sidetracked when didn't get some of the good news stories out there I really, truly wanted because I have standards. And yeah, nothing really, really truly came in hitting home as like, this is what you all need to hear about. And plus, we've been ranting and raving about football all the time. So it's like, why? We need to focus on the tears, you know?
Yeah.
We need to focus on the tears and stuff. So nothing bad. So I'm here to say this one cool guy right now. I'm just going for a cool story for you about how to deal with snow. I, for one, I'm not a snow guy. Realize that when you're up in McLeod, don't like the cold. It's not for me. I appreciate snow. It's beautiful, gorgeous to look at. Could never live in it, though. And there are ways in which it brings a lot of chores in your life you have to deal with. Putting chains on your car, shoveling your sidewalk, shoveling your driveway, making sure you don't look straight up into icicles and getting impaled. I mean, there's just dangers all around you right there. So there's so many things in which you can do. Now, you're probably thinking, oh man, is Derek about to tell about someone who looked up and had an icicle impaled on? No, I wish that was a story for you right now. But that does actually happen out there. I know it does. One of these days, I will find you a story in which someone does look up and get impaled by an icicle because that is an awful, yet comedically hilarious situation. But again, awful. Tragic. But not happening right now. Not happening. Right. We're talking about a cool story right now. So we're going to the town of Seymour in a little small town of Seymour in Connecticut. Now, Connecticut, apparently, I've heard a lot of things, but Connecticut's kind of like the bougie state in the East, you know, in the East Coast. Very bougie state. These people have their ways of doing things.
Yeah.
So my man, having to deal with the snow, he doesn't want to do it the old-fashioned way. Shoveling, that's for peasants, okay? We're here in Connecticut, okay? We are not peasants. We're not lowly serfs. We are the hierarchy of life. So what does he do to get rid of his snow? He uses himself a flamethrower. Oh, yeah. Dude is melting his driveway with a flamethrower. Yet my man, not that accurate with it, actually gets his home on fire with said flamethrower. What? Fire department has to be called to extinguish it. Not major damage done to the house, but still, you got your house on fire with your flamethrower. But I appreciate the ingenuity.
Yeah, no, I'm with that.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the ingenuity. I do appreciate that ingenuity because that's not some peasant stuff right there. That's some royalty.
Yeah.
That's some
A for effort, F for execution.
100%. Yes. Yeah. That's the grade you get right there. Yeah. So careful when you are shoveling your driveway, your sidewalks, use a flamethrower next time. But don't set your house on fire. Or I wonder what other ways to get rid of snow would be easier than having, like, I hear people like have a snow blower and one thing, you could get that, you know. I feel like if you have a snow blower, you're probably like the king of the snow in your in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a snow area and you have a snow blower, that's like having a boat. You know?
Yeah.
That's like a boat.
It's a status.
I feel
symbol.
Like that's for sure. You have a snow blower? Oh dude. Here I am with, you know, my two arms.
Right.
But you don't get the workout though.
No, you don't.
So I was saying, like, it could be like, hey man, this is my gym. I'm out here in the cold, I'm shoveling snow. It's a nice little workout.
I feel like a snowblower in the snow is like having a raft during a flood.
Yeah, that would be, like, yeah. You have like a legit raft out
there.
Yeah,
your neighbors are like, damn.
Dude.
I wish I had one.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, boats come in handy. Rafts come in handy. Snowblowers come in handy. unless you have a flamethrower. Because flamethrowers come in even more handy. Because you can do a lot of things with the flamethrower. You know? A lot of things.
Fair enough.
But careful where you point it. That's all I'm going to say. That's the news, y'all.
Appreciate it, sir. As always, we bring in our foreign correspondent to cover some of the sports that we are either too lazy, too busy, or just plain negligent to cover. And so we bring on our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Aaron, who?
How's it going, guys?
Yo, yo.
Excellent, excellent. So we have a few things to get to. One of them being this Australian Open, which was pretty insane. So wherever you want to start with that, the floor is yours, Aaron.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I mean, spoiler alert, but Rafael Nadal wins his 21st Grand Slam. He came back from down two sets, which is like, it's just unheard of. Absolutely unheard of to come back from down two sets. About a year ago, maybe less than that, he was thinking about retiring. He thought, you know, maybe this is the end for me. And then he comes back to beat Daniil Medvedev down two sets. I mean, just wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah, he looked down and out of that one. And I appreciate you putting how much emphasis, or the emphasis you did on how ridiculous it is to come back from two sets.
At a best of five. Yes, at a best of five. But at the same point in time, we do have to point out, no Djokovic, though. And he'd have to face that guy. And Djokovic's stance is on vaccines. Probably the reason why he wasn't there. It wasn't, you know, why Nadal got his title. So good for Nadal.
Absolutely.
I'm not taking anything away from him while taking something away from him. So,
yeah, I don't think we can start the conversation yet. Is he the greatest of all time? Because Djokovic wasn't there. He didn't compete. He does great at the Australian Open. He is, you know, he won last year. But to come back from down two sets, I mean, and he literally was thinking 6 months ago he was going to retire. It's incredible. But you're right. We cannot start the greatest of all time talk yet.
Well, it's just crazy to me the fact that when you think about it, we have potentially three of the greatest of all time all playing at the same time between Nadal, Djokovic, and obviously Federer, who's, you know, way past his prime, but they're still competing, and that
that was a tough one right there. You went through a phase right there. Yeah,
I did. I struggled.
You might have had a stroke.
I think I might have.
Yeah. He was just reveling in how wonderful these three men are.
I was speechless.
Yes,
I was speechless.
Difficult to fathom. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what happened on the women's side of things, because we had a first in what, almost 50 years.
Yeah, I think it was 43. Ashley Barty the Australian wins it all versus the American Danielle Collins. So Ashley, you know, hometown hero, she's really struggled, or she went through a period where she really struggled. She actually completely stopped tennis for, I think it was 18 months or 2 years. She has been ranked very high for the last 2 years, but for an Australian woman to win it at the Australian Open, I mean, Australians everywhere are just over the moon about it. It's an incredible feat.
Yeah, shout out to Ashley Barty. Obviously, I wanted the American to win because
it's a Barty party in Australia right now.
Nice.
You know, there we go.
there you go.
I mean, I wish I cared more about tennis. To truly revel in the fact that we do have, like I said, three greats in there. I mean, it is awesome. You still will pay attention to it and stuff. But I do wonder Australia. Are they really partying out there? Are they really going crazy?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, they take
Australia's
their tennis
not
series.
Not a big high right now. I think they've really suffered the last few years. So to see one of their own win the Australian Open, they don't have much else going for them. They're going hard.
That's true. Australia is in a pretty dismal situation
dismal.
Right now. Yeah. So there you go. Australia, take your wins.
Yeah, shout out
with
to
all
Australia.
The losses you've been taking in life. I mean, you guys were a colony of convicts, so you come a long way. You know?
Yeah, I guess it's a life is all about perspective.
Right?
Derek.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, we know the Winter Olympics are coming up, and no one is more excited about the Olympics that I've ever met, really, than you, Aaron. So wherever you want to go with it, again, floor is yours.
Yeah, Brad got me thinking a couple weeks ago when he was talking about that American men's curling team. They're known as the Schuster team. These four men, it's my favorite. Peacock did an awesome documentary on these just four dudes that like to drink beer and go ice fishing, and they won the first ever men's gold medal 4 years ago. They have returned. They are going to be competing for gold. I think it's going to be really exciting to watch them. A great storyline to watch. And then there's also a women's curling team comprised of two sisters. You know, they've got real potential, and I think that the momentum is with us. You know, curling is obviously not the American strength, but the men won it 4 years ago. The women have potential.
I gotta wonder how many of the teams out there who, like, countries that take it uber seriously were just like so mad at seeing the U.S. men's team just coming out to like, yeah, we like to drink beer and party, and here we are, we brush ice better than you. And you're like, all of them like, yeah, we take it super serious, like, oh, we train day and night, we're curlers, you know, we don't let anyone just come in here into our rink and have anything, but here the Americans are just bleh, here we go, let's have some beers and some fun, suck it.
Really just beers and ice fishing.
Yeah.
Did you have anything
Another fun team to look out for is the Jamaican bobsled team has made it this year for the first time since 1988 after the movie was made after them. So I think that's going to be another exciting storyline to watch.
100%. I mean, feel the rhythm.
Feel the ride.
Yep. And
I thought we were doing a thing here, Brad.
I didn't realize what was going on here. I wasn't thinking that. I was focused on what was on the board right here.
Okay. All right. I thought we were doing a nice little baton pass off.
I wasn't catching that. I was focused on what the sound was and what was going next.
Aaron, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay.
One last feel-good story. Erin Jackson, she's actually a speed skater from Utah. She's the best in the U.S. She holds the record in the 500 meters, and she actually tripped in her qualifying, and she ended up with third. But Brittany Bowie said, you know what, you're better than me. She bowed out, but then Brittany Bowie ended up making it in the 1,500-meter speed skating. So just a couple of pretty cool stories to look out for these Olympics.
As always, great work, excellent work. Thank you. We will catch up with you next week, Aaron.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later. We want to thank Aaron for having to put up with us.
Yeah, that was tough.
Week after week. Yeah. But she's always great. She always comes with great information and covers all the stuff that she always has actual like stats and facts.
She knows her stuff.
Yeah,
she at least comes prepared.
Yeah, she comes prepared to the show.
Unlike us, but yeah.
Correct. So we do appreciate her every week. All right. Do you want to update the people on what's going on in the North State, sir?
Yes, sir.
Brad's got the North State update. Facts. Oh, there it
is. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State update. All right, y'all. Time for that North State update, and the rankings came out. Not the prettiest drop for the Chico State men's basketball team. They dropped from number 7 all the way down to number 13 with those losses. There are 11-2 in that ranking, but they are 13-2 currently overall after two big wins against Cal Poly Humboldt, which is weird. It used to be Humboldt State. Now they're Cal Poly Humboldt. I don't like the name change. I get it. It's a college thing. They're Polytech. Whatever. Anyways.
Really? Cal Poly Humboldt?
They're Cal Poly. Cal Poly Humboldt.
Oh, if you can hear us up there right now, which I know you can't.
Yeah, you went from Humboldt State to Cal Poly Humboldt. Not a fan of the name change, guys.
Way trying to be too bougie up there.
Exactly.
You are not bougie up there, okay? We know it.
We already have one Cal Poly in the conference. We don't need a second one. Anyways, they also had a big rivalry matchup against Sonoma State at Roanoke Park, and they won 77-68. Next up, they have two big games against, well, another Cal Poly Pomona. And the big one. This is a very big one because they are the third-ranked team in the nation. Cal State, San Bernardino, both of these games are going to be at home. So, Thursday, February 3rd, first Cal Poly Pomona. It's going to be at Chico, 7:30 game time. And February 5th, the big game, Cal State, San Bernardino at 7:30. Again, at Acker Gymnasium, there's regulations you got to go through. So check it out on ChicoWildcats.com. I believe you got to be vaccinated.
Regulations?
I believe you have to be vaccinated or show evidence of a negative test within 24, 48 hours.
I thought this was America.
And then you have to wear a mask. You can't wear a gator, which I'm not a fan of. You have to wear an actually like a medical grade mask. So not a fan. We'll see. The number 3 team in the nation might draw me out, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyways, that is your North State update. Might.
Guess I won't be going. Yep.
I think it's about time we put some hating.
Yeah.
What do you
think? Yeah. I think it's time for some hating.
Yeah. And
it's been a while.
We have a special player haters ball on the way. Usually, I do the player haters ball, or one of you guys will take the reins, and it's personal or particular to one person. And this one is going to be a freestyle, and it's going to be a player haters ball from all three of us in here. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Brad, bring the music.
The player haters ball.
Oh man, hey,
why you wanna play hate on me?
Oh my gosh. This week?
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You gave me that, Brad.
We're talking baseball, this got me heated. But you know, you want to start, you go then. Interrupt like that again.
The Baseball Hall of Fame. The Baseball Hall of Fame is often used to reward those who made a mark, who you can't tell the story of baseball without these players. And one of those players that would be impossible to ignore if you're really trying to tell the story of baseball is perhaps, I don't even think it's perhaps, the greatest hitter of all time. That's right, Barry Bonds.
Home run hitter.
Hitter ever, man. You don't need it.
Yeah, Pete Rose or Ichiro, I'd argue, is the better hitter.
You'd rather have Barry Bonds in your spot.
Yes, agreed.
If you have one spot, you want Barry Bonds up there.
Home runs also count as hits.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah. And he was better at doing it than anyone ever.
I mean, he has the most home runs. He has
in a season.
That record, he still has the most home runs. That record still stands.
Yeah.
He still has the records of most home runs in a season, most home runs ever. Of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has an amazing run of stats that are just unheralded. And again, I'm a Dodgers fan. I can, there are certain slight distractions you can say. Guy didn't have 3,000 hits, never won a World Series. But besides that, that might be my small detraction. The guy, the steroids or not, when you elect a guy in who actually tested positive for it, looking at you, David Ortiz, you got popped.
Allegedly, according to the Mitchell report, right?
Did he die? Yeah. He got popped. I believe
he never tested positive after that report.
Well, neither did Barry.
But neither did Barry.
And I believe neither did Roger Clemens, who also in the same.
None of these guys tested positive after all these reports came out.
And if you look at Big Papi Ortiz's career arc, when he was on Minnesota, he was an average player at best. And it wasn't until later in life when those accusations started coming around that his numbers just exploded.
That being said, though.
Yes.
I think Great Poppy is a phenomenal player and deserves to be in the Hall of Fame as well.
But agreed.
But the hypocrisy.
That's not taking anything away from him.
No, not at all. I'm not trying to say Big Poppy doesn't deserve it. No, he does. He has his postseason alone, his historical runs with the Boston Red Sox, worthy of being in the Hall of Fame. Again, you cannot tell the story of baseball without him, because coming back from 3-0 against the Yankees is legendary. You need to be there. That being said, the hypocrisy that runs amok amongst the baseball writers and their self, they love the smell of their own farts. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah. Yep.
They all love the smell of their own farts, and they think that everything they do is pure genius, and they think that he don't deserve it because Barry Bonds was quite a douchebag to them. He hated the media. Rightfully so, looking at it right now.
Well, and if you think about it, why are they legislating morality for the Hall of Fame? Ted Williams is in. There's plenty of guys who are in who did some really despicable stuff personally. And then you're going to keep a guy out who allegedly... We all know Barry Bonds, we could say.
Yeah, he juiced.
He juiced, right?
Yeah, they all were juicing, though.
Yeah.
They all were juicing.
Yeah, but he was playing in an era where he was going up against pitchers that were juicing. So half his teammates, the players he was playing against... A lot of players in that era were juicing. It's a steroid era for a reason.
And the media was hyping it up as well, and they knew exactly what was going on.
And the best part is that steroid era saved baseball!
Saved baseball from the
brink of oblivion because of the stupid lockout they had in 96, whatever it was, 96 lockout, right? Whatever year it was in the 90s. Crippled the league nearly, but what brought it back? A man by the name of Mark McGwire who hit bombs, taters all day long.
Yeah.
And thus beyond this phenomenon where Barry Bonds obviously.
Don't forget Sosa.
Sosa was there too. Yeah. It was McGwire was legendary. Okay, you can say all you want about Sammy Sosa, but what Mark McGwire did and started up, got that really juice, was just phenomenal.
And that home run chase that year for Maris' record is what brought baseball back.
100%.
It's glorious. What got me into baseball, actually. I've enjoyed it, but that's kind of captured the nation's attention at the time.
I mean, I remember I went to Dodger Stadium and saw the Cardinals and saw Mark McGwire play.
Yeah.
As a kid, I remember that. I remember that game. One of the very few times, growing up didn't have the luxury all the time of going, but I saw Mark McGwire play, so it's something that definitely is imprinted in me.
Sure.
And again, a Dodgers fan, seeing what Barry Bonds did as a Giant, you cannot deny it.
Stu God said, I have a rule. If you were ever walked with bases loaded in a two-run game, you automatically get it all of it.
You're in. You're in.
Yeah.
You're
and this didn't just happen once. It's happened multiple times with bases loaded.
Happened twice.
Yeah.
It happened twice. Don't say multiple.
Well, but that's multiple. Twice is multiple.
Multiple is like three or more. A couple?
All right.
But that being said, it's not that he can't get in now. He can be written in, which... I'm not going to lie, I can see the snobbiness of the writers being like, we're not going to let you on the ballot, we'll write you in now because we're all gracious and loving me. I could see that possibly happening, but at that point in time, the fact that he's not a first ballot, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got records in his 7 NL MVPs. He has career walks leader at 2,558 as well, along with he's the only player with 500 home runs and 500 stolen bases. And... if you took away the 762 home runs that he had and turned them into outs, all 762 turning them into outs, his on-base percentage would still be .384. No. Even better, David Ortiz, .380 career.
There is also a time period, I believe I want to say it's from like 2000 to 2004, 2005, a 4 or 5 year period where he was on base throughout the entire time, 93% of the games he played in.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
93% for a 4 or 5 year span, but still a 4 year span will say 93% of the games he played, he was on base.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And for him to, he can actually get voted in by the Today era.
Hopefully that can happen.
Committee.
We can all hope that these baseball writers fade away.
It's not even the baseball writers. It's now the Hall of Fame committee elects these 16 individuals. You have to get 12 vote-ins to be elected into the Hall of Fame from these 16. And this is from Hall of Famers. This is from old media members and other people that are associated with the Hall of Fame. So this isn't even about the –